of the Spotlight on Illyria, brought to you by the Sports Connection with licensed fan wear and accessories. And look for their, you can look for their mall kiosks with personalized ornaments and gifts. Support a local small business. Visit the Sports Connection at Midway Mall and Sandusky Mall. And we're joined this morning by Lisa Bowman from the Illyria Parks and Recreation Department. Good morning.
Good morning.
Had the mayor on yesterday. She talked about all the exciting things that happened last Saturday with the lighting of Ely Square. It's kind of a fun time for the folks at the
park. It was a great event. We had a coat giveaway with church down in Grafton helped us out with that. The mayor had a goodie bag giveaway, a book giveaway. The kids just smiles on the face. And I think the best part of the day was when Santa comes in the fire truck and they start at Life Care, come down Broad Street, all the sirens and everything, and Santa's on the lift in the back waving. And it's just a great feeling. Rotary helps out. They have their Santa house downtown on Tuesday and Wednesday. So if the children want to come in the evenings and see Santa, that's available too.
And of course, over at Fynwood Estates, lots of lights there. How many lights, or what's the count?
I knew you were going to ask
how
that.
How does it start, and who does that? And
I have to
can they come to my house and help?
Jay Horwittle is the gentleman that does all the outdoor lights, and he's done it for years, and he literally does 99% of these lights. And to give you a count, I'd have to say it's in the thousands, and I can't give you an exact number, but every year he adds more, and I know every year we're buying more lights, and it's literally a labor of love. Annette Sillette decorates the inside of the home. Santa's there. We have hot chocolate. It's free. We ask for a canned food donation to the hospitality house. We donate it, and the home is open daily until December 23rd from 6 to 9, and Santa's there every day. So he leaves the square, and then he goes downtown, and he sees everyone, so it's a great event.
What is that? What's that used for other times? We see it when it's lit up.
We rent that out for retreats, and you can rent it. It's $50 for a 2-hour rental. We use it for graduation parties, showers, birthday parties. A lot of people have rented it. No alcohol on the premises, but we get a lot of meetings, just rentals throughout the year.
How many people can fit in there comfortably?
Comfortably about 40. I wouldn't say more than that. And actually, even the holiday at Fynwood, it's almost to a point on the weekends. We're almost too big for the event. We need a bigger area for the cars to get through. But it's on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you'll see people lined up, ready to come inside.
But you can drive through, or you can also visit the house?
You can drive through. You can go inside the house. We have displays inside the house. Santa's in there. There's trains. There's Joel Shupp runs an outdoor train display. The children can see the trains. We have trails. Some of the children walk by through the trails and see different items. So it's really a family-oriented event. Illyria's done it for over 25 years, and it's just kind of like a thank you gift, we feel, back to the citizens, like, wow, we made it through another year, and here's a great family display.
Well, talk about how you're thanking the community for their support.
Yes.
With different projects that you have planned.
With the passage of Issue 6, I'm excited to say we have some projects that were brought through from our master plan. We just completed a master plan through Parks and Recreation, completed in September of this year. And from that master plan, it showed some of the exciting things that people wanted was a spray park. We're going to build a spray park at West Pool on the site where West Pool was. We just finished the demo. So the site work will begin, and the goal is to open in May. Spray parks are things like buckets and hoops, and a lot of cities have them now. It's a user-friendly area where you don't pay admission. There's no staff there. It's just you come, you activate the sensor, and you play in the water. So it's a win-win for everybody. And we're also going to build one. We just recently got Black Grant money, and we're going to build one over at South Park also. From that Issue 6 money, we also are going to do improvements to our North Park Ice Arena. It's used heavily. We're the home to Illyria Catholic, Amherst High School, Oberlin College, Midview High School, and we have many high schools, Avon, Westlake use the ice arena for practices. So we're going to add on a couple more locker rooms. When these high school teams come in, we don't have enough space to put everybody, and we're going to do some improvements to the front door, so entranceway. So we're very excited. Among other things, more security cameras that was shown was felt a need in the parks. Lighting, it's an exciting time. We haven't built anything in 10 years because we've always been cash strapped. So I can say it's an exciting time to be a part of Parks and Rec.
Is it time to go ice skating yet?
Oh, yes. Please come ice skating. We opened mid-October. We have finishing up our first set of lessons. Our second set will begin in January, January 10th, and it's for preschool taught all the way to adult. We teach lessons, and it's 8 lessons, 1 day a week, and you can register online, which is something we started this year. We never had online registration, so you go to cityofelyria.org, go to the Parks and Recreation site, and you can register for all programs online now, which has been such a nice thing, because in the past we're only available 8 to 4:30. Now we're available 24/7. Anyone wants to register, so I encourage people to visit that site.
And with that, do you have to be a resident of the city?
No, you don't, but we do have a non-resident $5 extra charge. So if you're not a resident, we consider you a resident if you live or work in the city of Elyria. You're considered a resident. If not, then you pay that extra $5 charge, but you can still participate in the programs.
I'm still stuck on these spray parks. Now, the only question I have to you have two of them, so which one's better? How are you going to determine?
Oh, they won't be better.
They won't be identical either,
no,
right?
No, they will not be identical. Over at West, and we're just getting to the part of the architect drawing up the plans, but West is kind of like our softball park, so we might go maybe a sports theme and something like that. And then over at South, we haven't really decided yet, but one will not be better than the other. They will both be equally fun and attractive. The nice thing at South, we just built a shelter there a few years ago, so we have a site already picked to put it. And over at West, we're going to build a new shelter. There's none close to the spray park, and it looks like a great opportunity. People can have birthday parties, events, family events, and still use the spray park and be close by.
So I ask you, Bruce Van Dyke, are you itching to take the morning show to the spray park to be up close and personal with it?
Well, as you're talking to me with I got wire and electronics strapped to my head, musical batteries in my socks, which we'll get to a little bit later.
Look, our engineers can do it. They can tackle anything. Right, Terry? You can do it. You can put us in the middle of a splash pad.
We would love to have you come to our spray park.
Yeah. How warm is it at that time of the morning? That's the only problem. So you have to have the right weather to be to take part in that. But I imagine you have communities around the area that have similar things which you can kind of look at, but there's probably also either conventions or places or people that supply these things that kind of let you see what technology is available, what things are, how these things work.
Yeah, we visited actually Sandusky, North Ridgeville, Wellington, all have spray parks, kind of the style, what we like. And since North Ridgeville was built probably, I think, in the mid-2000s, 2006 or so, changes have been made so much. And that's the exciting part of it, is that these are so water efficient now. People sometimes think, oh, this water's going to run all day. Well, you can set timers. It's only operational at this time. They hit ballast, but you know, like I said, you hit a button and it goes for 20 minutes and it shuts off. That's all new technology that makes these, it's like computerized, just like your car, your refrigerator. Everything's so computerized now, and they're just efficient. It's fun. They're so, like we had talked earlier, the buckets, you know, for the anticipation of the big bucket of water to fall on your head. It's just, I don't know.
Or the little ones, sometimes they have the jumping water.
Yeah, the
like
bubblers
that,
out of the ground,
like
and
that.
They like to sit on them.
And it makes it, as you, when we were talking before, for all ages as well.
Yeah,
And there's also just something, we talked yesterday with the mayor about how they're going to be doing a new fountain in Liberty Square. So that's sort of the adult version of, I can sit to the side and watch water. It's the same kind of a thing. There's something about water that really is very compelling for
a human. It is. It's a soothing, whether it's the sound, the touch, it's just a soothing thing, and water is the citizens will be very excited. A lot of excitement this year downtown and in the parks all over. We still have East Pool, and hopefully in a few years maybe we can make some improvements there, improve our aquatics, but aquatics is big in Elyria, and a lot of swimmers. We put about 1,500 children through swim lessons each year, so we're excited.
So I've got the ice rink going on now. What other things happening for indoor activities if people want to still have recreation?
Rob Horwittle runs all our youth sports program. We're just starting up basketball, and I have to say it's the most we've had registered from age third grade to eighth grade. And we divide them all up in leagues, and we just had our visual this week where they put them on teams. And the nice thing about our leagues, we have parent volunteers to coach. We put them through a background check, and they pass, and 99% of them, I don't think anyone's ever failed, but it's nice because you have that, it's like a family atmosphere. The parent helps coach the team. So we're very pleased with that. Rob's done a great job. We have soccer, volleyball, the basketball is big right now. We have archery. We offer archery over at South Park in the evenings one day a week. A lot of activities. We have a senior citizen program that's going on right now. It's a free program. It goes on at East and West Park different days, and that's from 9 to noon. And they play pickleball. I think we talked about that last time. That's like a tennis game. It's a comparable between tennis, paddleball, I guess, and ping pong, you would say, in a way. But it's a shorter table, but they play it on the floor. And that is really big and popular with the seniors. They love the pickleball.
Bruce and I tackled pickleball a couple months ago.
We were over at Oberlin at the Metro Park.
Okay.
They had that as well. Yes.
Yeah.
You posted a video of us playing pickleball at our Matt Douglas.
Well, most impressive.
It was, it was enjoyable. We enjoyed it.
You need to come and take on our seniors.
I throw down for that. But, you have the holiday break for schools coming up.
Yeah.
Is there things that you kind of anticipate maybe parents or kids are looking to do during a certain time?
We have actually open skate every day when the children are out of school in the afternoons, 1 to 3:30 at the ice arena. They can come ice skate. One new program, we do shut down when the schools are out, but we do have open gym over at East Rec now every day when the children are out of school, ages K through 6, and they can go there from 3 to 5. That's a big program now that I'd like to push it. We hadn't had in a while. For the adults, we started a Zumba class and cardio sculpt over at East Rec after work at 5:30 to 6:30, and we're pushing that program. That's new. We've never done it before, and that's exciting, too. But basically, the ice arena has those, when the kids are out of school, that's where we kind of encourage the children to go. We're doing a couple clinics, a hockey clinic, a learn-to-skate clinic when they're out of school. Come learn some new activities.
Work on their balance. Greg, I've never mastered the skating part of it, too. So it's always something. But maybe there's still time. I still have time as well.
Yeah.
But a lot of activities. If people want to find out some of the things that are going on, how do they?
Right. We have two options. You can call our main office, 440-326-1500. Or you can go onto the online website, cityofilyria.org, and click on the Parks and Recreation site, and that will take you right to everything that we offer. It's exciting time, like I said, and happy to be working in the Parks and Rec with all these exciting programs.
A lot of the lights now at Ely Square, also at Finwood. If they could just move that deer off the side of the road a little bit there, that it's like a speed thing. It makes you slow down because of that deer you see.
That might be a good thing.
I'm glad to hear that.
I see that there every day that I go by there. But Lisa Bowman, Elyria Parks and Rec, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate your time.